He has risen. He has risen. Hey, happy Easter, everybody. Happy resurrection. Hey, Alden and Avenue here to say happy Easter. Okay. Oh, there's some. No, it's okay. Roommate Gracie is making lamb, so we're gonna have lamb for Easter.
We're roasting the lamb.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Well.
Wow.
Ugh.
It's been a week.
It has been a week. Another long week.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody has survived the mass shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Survived the struggles of the week.
The transit shootings.
Yeah, the transit shootings. And now transit bear spray attacks. And now we're here. So let's talk about transit bear spray attacks
for a quick moment.
Well, like, what is up with that? I remember when I was in high school, there was this local newspaper called, like, the Metro. Can I have a little bite of that cinnamon bun, by the way? It's a little Tim Hortons cinnamon bun. You guys try that, huh? I don't know. There's this local newspaper called the Metro that they would hand out for free at the C train stations. This is in Calgary. And the journalism in it was, like...
bad?
Yeah, like, bizarre. Like, I don't... like, just, like, bad. Yeah, it's, like, random, like, movie opinion stuff. Like, okay. I don't know. But nothing, like, good. And there's... I remember me and Isaac would, like, cut out stories from them and, like, classic, put them in our locker. Because, I don't know, we were trying to make, like, some kind of, like, conspiracy board or something. I'm not exactly sure what the plot was. Can you cut a piece of that for me, baby?
Mm-hmm.
And there, we had this really great kind of, like, map. It was, like, number of shootings in Calgary and, like... I remember it had, like, a map of the city and then all these dots. And the different dots were, like, dictated the different, like... Or I didn't think it was shootings. It was, like, homicides. It was, like, all the different kinds of homicides per year. And there's, like, different... There it would be, like, shooting, gang. There was one road rage killing. And I remember, like, looking at it and trying to find, like, a pattern. And my dream was that somehow these dots would kind of align into, like, a pentagram or something across Calgary. And, like, dictates, like, at the center there was some kind of, like, hell mouth or, I don't know, something like that. But in the Metro... Lodge. Yeah, some kind of Black Lodge. And in the Metro, they had this article about this bus that was bear sprayed. Mm-hmm. And what's up with that? What's up with people going on to public transit and bear spraying people? Uh-huh.
Well, so what are they... Do we know what the effects bear spray has on humans?
That hurts your eyes.
It's like pepper spray, but pepper spray is illegal here.
So they use bear spray. Okay.
And
what's the purpose of that?
Bear spray stop rapists.
Yeah, it's like literally just stopping attacks.
Bear spray is illegal to be used
like if
in
some man comes out, you spray him with bear spray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think it's like kind of like, will it work?
But
it
also
can
backfire really easily.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the wind sprays it back at you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, not effective, especially in Calgary.
Here, come closer, man.
A windy city. Well, would you?
Windy
of Matthews,
city.
Would you guys
she
like
called
to
me kisses.
Maybe recount your own experience. I don't know.
Our near death experience.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, your near-death experience.
Oh, does it mean if you were walking by this apartment tower...
To our local grocery store.
Grocery store, and someone started shooting at us. With like a BB gun, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
On the windows.
Yeah. We felt... I mean, I think there... Well, we didn't really see the pellets, but I think they were shooting pellets at us.
Something, I don't know. It was strange, because like, low-key, you're like, damn, I would have died.
If
that
it was a real gun?
Yeah. It definitely felt scary.
Oh my god.
I think there's... I never used to feel like that living back in Alberta, but definitely in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. The gang stalker vibe?
Yes, the gang stalker vibe, but also like the shooter vibe.
Remember when we got gang stalked at the beach?
Yeah, that was...
That
there's
was
like
scary.
A literal gang stalker.
Yeah, he was taking pictures of us and everything.
Uh-huh. Harborfront Toronto is like
while we were potting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Afterwards,
yeah. The same day.
Mm-hmm. If you guys could go back and listen to the Harborfront episode, you could.
Yeah, we don't talk about it in the pod, but that was like this. He was walking by us while we were podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah, Toronto's weird. A lot more gang stalkers, and this is the first time I remember going on the subway when we first came here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at St. George and the subway had stopped.
Yeah.
And we were like sitting there. I don't know. I went to get off. And I just remember being like, oh my God, I feel like somebody's going to be like blowing this up. Or I don't know. There's like this certain kind of edge. So yeah, when you're getting shot from the parking tower, it's scary as fuck.
Oh, God,
and so, you know, if we're, listen, we're going to do an emergency pod if Ed Mass Shooter does pop off and it was from the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. We're going to have to turn that into...
You heard it here
TV
first.
TV appearances. Well, speaking of TV and technology,
mm-hmm.
technology and dating, Black Mirror. Isaac is back on the dating apps, guys. This is a... Hey, man, he has returned. He's reborn.
Mm-hmm.
He is risen. Isaac has risen back up to dating. Okay.
So tell us, Isaac.
So tell us about Hinge. Let's hear.
Let me give you guys the breakdown.
Yeah, what's the give Hinge us the breakdown? Yeah.
So, 32 hours ago, I decided to get Tinder. And that didn't work out that well. I didn't get really any matches. I matched with this one person who I talked with briefly, who was like karaokeing with her friends. I think we had like a fine interaction, but it was just like nothing particularly important. I delete that app because it's kind of not good. I think it's a bit strange. And then I get Hinge. So Hinge got all these prompts, you know, classic. I've talked about this in a previous pod, you know. Never had gotten matches on Hinge. I got one match so far. This person seems extremely disinterested.
Really?
Yeah.
So you talked to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just talked to... well,
matches and you're disinterested. That's weird.
I don't... Well, no, they're interested enough to reply. They just don't... They're not asking any questions. I don't know.
They're dry.
The dry texter.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a dry texter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's no excuse,
wet.
Though.
That's also being a wet texter.
I like a wet texter.
Yeah. Oh, what the...
I want to be the dry. I would be the dry texter in the relationship.
Yeah, Ruben Gracie's bringing the wine. Oh my lord! Do you get the wine?
So good.
The wine's coming in next.
Hey.
Watch out for. We gotta put this in a place where it won't get stepped on.
Oh yeah, if these glasses, I swear they would have been like almost stepped on.
Yeah, same. You're sad.
We're sad on
them. Literally just puts them everywhere.
Well, yeah, that's the wine rack has very limited wine.
Was it cheap?
Yes, it was $10.
Oh,
take
nice.
A sip.
This smells bad.
Yeah, don't take a sip. You'll get a headache.
Right.
I'll take a sip.
Yeah, I'll take a sip too. Live taste test.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what else?
Sommelier.
Who are the people? Who,
Sommelier.
Who's on Hinge?
Sommel.
Who's on Hinge?
Who's on... I don't know. Yeah, a lot
tell
of.
Us fuck more about the roster.
So, a lot of the rosters, it looks like so far with my swiping, is it's a lot of she, he's.
What?
She, he. It's like all pronouns.
Yeah.
Like
all them. No, not they them. They have no
friends.
They no they them pronouns.
She her.
She
okay.
She yeah. So it
that's
it
fair. Hey,
yeah.
That's
valid. That's transitional. So it depends on the
or
day or
like,
it's
yeah,
just how they
the
or
oh,
it's
gender fluid
or
no
because they
don't no,
talk
they're,
being
non-binary.
They're part.
What?
They're
it
in the.
Make,
they're a double
fluid
binary.
Is different from non-binary.
Binary.
Double non-binary. I'm double dyed.
Okay, gender fluid possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, but that's double binary because it's like
it's
you're,
double
you're
binary.
The binary, but you're both.
Oh, you encompass single
yeah,
binary.
Like
but maybe it's like this post-binary thing where it's a commentary on.
Bro, what?
On like.
Dude, you're swiping on he hims.
No.
Brother, I hate to break
it. One sec.
If you're swiping on he hims.
Hey, pause. First of all, nothing wrong with that, but also, Hinge does not work like Tinder. Okay.
Oh my god, this is the worst wine I've ever
yeah,
seen.
It's really? Cooking wine. I
no,
told you.
It probably tastes like piss.
Okay. Comes to death. Hinge does. Okay, I'm giving you the breakdown here. Hinge does not
so
work. Hinge does not work like Tinder.
Is it bad?
Pinot Grigio?
Has it
no,
gone?
It's because Pinot Grigio is probably the worst wine you could get.
What was the cheapest one there?
No, okay. But it's fine. It's cooking wine is fine. So.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You can get a good
oh.
Pinot Grigio. Okay.
Fuck, the taste is like ass.
Oh, baby.
Oh my god, that was so... That tasted like the infamous wine we drank at Redacted's wedding with Redacted.
That I spilt on Redacted.
That you spilt on Redacted and tasted like squid and like... Oh, like... I hit Iffy's head by accident, but not that hard, guys.
just a little dent. Just kind of wide, actually, right? Just like a bump. I actually bumped her head. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it didn't damage her at all. I
no,
just said
no, no goose bump. Yeah. What's the thing called?
The goose egg.
No, a goose egg.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, back to Redacted's wine. Redacted's wine.
No, no,
Redacted's
no, 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 no.
Spilling Redacted in Redacted's car.
Okay. Well, Redacted. No. To
what?
Let's back to him.
It's different from Tinder. You don't swipe on people like that. And I didn't understand the.
Okay.
How does that work?
I didn't understand the liking, but okay, but then I understand it once I got a match. So okay. Every person you like sees what you like and what you comment, and they decide to match.
Really, like, you get to comment on
likes. You comment on, like, so they would have a prompt or something, or a
but
photo
it's
with
really
a prompt.
The same as, like,
so it's
but it's
less
not
game-based?
It's not a game. So
no, like,
the second you
match,
you don't like, that's why I ran out of likes so quickly, because it's not like Tinder, because you only have like maybe like 8 likes or something.
Can you see people's profiles over, like, more than one time?
No, because you do, like, press
X. You swipe
X.
Through,
you,
right?
You, like, do... You don't swipe. You press X if you want to move on to the next profile.
Yeah.
Or you can like a particular photo and either comment it or like it.
Got it. Okay.
Or you can give them a rose, so it's like the Bachelorette.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
A rose. Oh.
Well...
Well, they're using
as a Bachelorette watcher... As a Bachelor Nation watcher...
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is.
That's fucked up.
Bachelor Nation watcher?
Yo.
No, that's
just
good.
Okay.
You ought to be part of the nation.
I do not accept the rose. That's all I'm going to say. I don't accept the concept
that
of the
makes
rose.
No, my guess is ripping off your favorite franchise.
No, because the franchise itself is dumb.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay, back to Hinge.
Okay, so... Yeah, so every person I liked would have saw that I liked them, and they would have chosen to match with me or not. And so far, no one has chosen to match with
apart
me.
Apart from that one person.
No, that one person liked my profile, and I chose to match with them.
Damn, bro. Well, have you... Just
no, but that's actually interesting. I think it's like...
You have to play it different.
It's different, and it's less...
Advanced Wars.
It makes sense, because, like, if someone likes you, and then you like them, I guess, it, like, it's, there's no... It's quicker.
Can we see this?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull it up.
Yeah.
React.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do a little live.
Well, the problem... I don't know. This conversation is so bad.
No. This is good. I know the listeners are eagerly waiting to hear.
Yeah, let's
see. Oh, you guys' reactions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
This is a staple of this podcast.
It is.
Okay.
Isaac's dating
thing. Okay, you guys can scroll through the profile here.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Does someone know how that? And then you can slide the messages. It's like the other. It's
oh, this person's pretty.
Yeah, this person is quite pretty, but.
This is someone that you've matched with?
This is a pretty. Yeah.
Have you messaged them?
Yes.
Is this person black?
This is the only person.
Yeah, this person's mixed.
Mixed.
Bro, are our kids gonna look like this?
Probably.
A Hyperborean. Okay.
Wait, yeah, okay.
Look, dude, we got one piece.
Yeah, that's this.
It's not Tinder.
Huh. Hold up. Oh.
Okay, dude, we got... Listen, man.
Wait.
We don't even need... We'll
no,
do
no, no,
this
no.
off...
If he's alive... Yeah.
Off-air, maybe.
Okay.
Can we talk about this off-air?
Yeah, we'll talk about this off-air.
Is it something wrong with me? Because we can talk about that on the
No,
there's
I'm not...
no problem with what I'm saying.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your thing. I think this guest... And we could... This. I mean, we need to go deep. This goes to the fundamental thing. How do you talk to people on these apps?
Yeah.
Because I would fluctuate between two things. When I was on these apps, what I'd say, I'd do complete trolling and complete sincerity. And there was no in between. I would either give them the most trollish responses.
I think I'm pretty good at these.
Are you?
Well, think about it. Come on.
Yeah, but you're a woman. It's a bit different, too.
Well,
what's going on here?
What is this?
What? I just clicked this.
There's just different tabs. This is like
what's
a social network.
It's really odd.
Okay, we'll dive into...
Okay, yeah, let's dive into that later.
Yeah, we'll dive into
this. What the hell is this?
I don't know, dude. There's like a GIF.
Refresh 15 minutes, huh?
They're telling you, new drop.
Weird.
Yeah, it is, Loki. It's a battle royale.
It is game-like.
So do you go complete troll, or do you go?
I never do that on my own.
Because remember back in Lethbridge, we were on Tinder, and we were standing that person, the Slimowski thing, and we said we produced this, and then they started getting mad at us.
What?
She was like, "No, you didn't," and we're like, "Yeah."
She didn't understand what producing was. Also, she wasn't helping us with her rap cipher.
Bro, that's a good intro.
Oh my god.
I have 48 hours before my rap cipher. I need to come up with bars, yeah. But my mind's racked from...
What you're going to do is...
From thinking of jokes for my two-hour comedy set.
Yeah, and send your 12 now. Messages in a row within 5 minutes of you being like, help! Oh
my god. I only really should work on the production side. Here's a snippet of some of my production. Send it.
I can tell within the first 10 seconds that you did not produce this. Is that what they said?
Yes, we were like, girl, what?
The person in the video is clearly black.
Bro.
Remember, like, that's the rapper.
We were sending people images, be like, don't worry, the link's encrypted.
Well, we also send promo links. I downloaded Sonic slots as like, please help me out with my Sonic.
That's kind of funny. You said girl Sonic slots promo.
Please help me with my coins. Please help me with my gambling coins. Oh. My deep slot addiction.
Oh my god. If you're like a gambling degenerate who's like trying to get promo coins from women on Tinder, except you're like pansexual on there. You're like anybody I could get. Oh yeah.
That's why you do Sonic slots.
Outside?
Yeah.
The smoke from our neighbor's fire is blowing.
He loves to burn.
We
live
beside a pyromaniac, kind of.
Yeah, but it's summer now.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we know. It smells so good.
It does smell good.
FYI, the gray bag on top of the compost is now another compost.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so we go.
Oh, wow,
The other option is to go pure sincerity, mm-hmm. Which is what?
What I'm doing.
Yeah, but
I say never go pure sincerity.
What do you say, roommate Gracie? Come here.
Okay, I think I have a very good gauge.
Yeah, well, how about... Here, move your legs, baby. Take a seat on...
I don't do pure sincerity.
Take a seat on the docket.
Well, right now, I'm just asking questions. But, like, I don't know, like, what else are you supposed to do?
Bro, the smoke.
Out of everybody in this room... It smells a bit toxic, though.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, it probably is.
Yeah, that actually doesn't smell good. Can you shut both of the windows?
Oh my lord.
What about the upstairs window?
Oh, that smells like plastic.
Well, yeah, this person's burns plastic.
Oh my god.
Bro, dude, if you can see the smoke, what is he burning?
Maybe he's like burning bodies.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this like human flesh?
No.
It's like wet wood, man.
Yeah, I think it's that. Like, my first instinct was wet wood. Or like old moldy wood or something. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of like this guy though.
Yeah.
I respect him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So how are you approaching this?
Okay. So here's the thing.
Maybe I'll play some Jack Harlow in the background.
Also, sorry that my voice sounds like this. I think I have COVID.
Where's my...
So, okay. Here's the thing. You never want to go in with... full sincerity, because then to a woman,
yeah.
Almost said the F word,
to a female,
to a woman, you might be seen as like a little bit like too much at the beginning. Like, I just think it's better to like be a little bit more chill, less sincere,
more trollish,
a little trollish, not full troll.
Okay, so
but like
what,
partial.
Okay, I think if you read the messages.
Yeah, it's over.
Isaac, it's over. But,
yeah,
but
it never started.
Never started.
But Isaac's being too...
What,
too
nice?
Like, sincere.
Yeah, and you can't
like,
be that
like,
nice. Like, you can be nice, but you don't want to be too nice.
I'm not being particularly nice.
That's
not
the you're
just right
asking
word.
Questions.
Yeah, you're like too...
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to be doing that too much.
You ought to be more like...
You got to talk about yourself a little bit. Somehow.
Yeah,
just
but
start
I
talking
feel like,
about
I feel like
no
you didn't even. Yeah, I was just gonna say you didn't have any opportunity.
Okay, so then it wasn't good to begin with. It just wasn't a thing. But like, I would say usually I like when, guys normally just say hi, you're hot or something.
you'd like that, though?
No, but that's how they start, because they don't know what else to do. And then you just respond and go, haha, thanks. And then how, yeah, but how they respond from that is how you know.
Hi, you're hot.
Well, you don't have to do that. Well, no, but that's usually fine.
I was fully corny.
But you're just talking about this one situation. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, because me and you were meant to be together. It was gone.
Also, you went on Tinder solely to find her profile. Yes, you swiped until you found her profile.
No, but no, because I didn't know you were on there. But as soon as I saw your profile, I was like, okay.
You told me on the phone. You were like, yeah, I was just hoping she would be on there.
Aww.
Yeah, you know. You know, and in Lethbridge is a bit different too. Like in this small town, I don't know, it feels different,
it's
right?
It's just a university town.
Guys, I've been on.
It feels like the dating service there.
Yeah,
like,
here in Toronto, it's different.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Toronto, it's different.
Yeah, because there's so many people in Toronto. And like, not everyone's like.
I guess the main thing is that you just have to like.
Be swaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how does one be swaggy?
Well, you can't be okay. It sounds bad when I say it, but you can't be like overly nice. No, you can't, because the second a guy is too nice, you get it's actually a bit like you're like why are you being like that? It's like needy. It gives off needy vibes. Mm. At least to me.
Yeah, we have to think about most of the women Isaac is dealing with are mentally ill people, freaks.
Well,
but I don't think maybe my texting can come off as overly nice, but I don't think I don't think
you're coming overly, nice. I think it's maybe just like boring for.
Well, this is quite boring. I'm bored.
But then it's like.
But then I started that.
Just say something crazy. Like, I always say something crazy.
Yeah, but Gracie, because when a woman says something crazy, it's like, oh, she's quirked out. When a guy says something crazy,
I usually get blocked.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you're an incel.
The majority of the times I say something crazy on Tinder, they immediately unmatch.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is what I'm recalling what guys say to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I like your vibe. Hey, you're hot. Oh my God, you're so hot. That's pretty bad. How about.
These are all awful.
Hey, Gracie. Oh, yeah, that's the classic. They use your name. They go,
use your name.
Hey,
is that something you're going to say to your future wife, huh?
I don't think any of those things are bad to say to your future wife. Oh, my God, you're so hot. That's a nice thing to say to your future wife.
I like your vibe.
Yeah. Also, I like your vibe. That's a great thing to say to your future wife. Why not?
I guess.
But are you,
These aren't bad things to say. You could go, hey, let me paint you. Like one of those French girls.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. No, it's funny. Girls wouldn't find that.
It's a good conversation.
Here's the other thing, Isaac. You can't think that being like slightly like sexual like that isn't a bad thing.
No,
girls like that.
It's supposed to happen.
Yes.
And it's funny.
You know what they see you as? A gay eunuch.
Yeah, you have to. You have to flirty. You have to be a little bit sex. Like you don't have to like sex, but you have to be a little bit. There has to be.
They have to feel afraid that at any moment you could snap.
They just have to feel like at any moment you're gonna snap.
Well, and also, hey, I've had guys pull up with some like. Okay, but like. Some of them bad, but some of them good. I've had that one thrown at me, not exactly in those words, but similar.
But like they have to be imagining.
And it's good.
You, okay, they have to imagine that you're there, and then it's like you know your dick isn't working and you're getting mad. Okay.
Oh, what? That's not. I don't think we're picturing that.
This doesn't usually happen. Okay, and then like you have to be in a situation where it's like they're like, you know. They're like, hey, it's okay, let's go get some like food or something to calm you down, you know?
Okay.
Oh, they always ask them about the food.
See, because what you have to do, you have to put them in a situation where they can help you.
Yes. Oh my God.
You understand what I'm saying?
True.
You're not helping them. They're like a little afraid. He might break. You know, one more. His dick doesn't work one more time.
The thing about the female psyche is we love to be the ones helping them.
You know?
No, the second they do that, we're attached.
But hey, I can fix that. That's what they're thinking. They're seeing you. They're like, okay.
And also, when you're like, damn, you need us to help you. That will get
women
any.
Love,
of, yeah, we do
love that. And but you know what they don't love fixing,
which is actually a problem.
Eunuchs. They don't like eunuchs.
Willem, this is. Let me just preface here. That's actually a problem that needs to be stopped.
what, fixing guys?
No, women feeling like they have to.
Yeah, obviously.
The natural instinct to do that.
But we're saying, but Isaac is regardless. Isaac is like actually good. That's the difference. That's the difference between Isaac and the rest of these people is that
Isaac is
you
good,
actually
yeah.
could be fixed. You don't even need to be fixed. I feel like
no,
you're
a good man.
Fine.
Okay, can we round back now? Because we're straying a little bit. The fact is that I think the starting line you should go with is, hey, let me paint you like one of those French girls.
Yeah.
That's kind of cringe, though.
No,
you know?
It's funny.
No, I think
it's cringe,
think it's
but in like a cringy,
yeah,
terrible,
you're, like,
good
I'm
way.
Yeah.
The issue is, though, is that would Isaac say this himself? No. What would you say?
Okay, then you can't say it.
How's your day going?
Well, if you ask how their day is,
how's your day going, it's not good. That's what you only say if you've known the person for a while. Even then, yo, say hey,
sway.
What's good,
Isaac? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Man.
This is all I can
it's
give
hard.
You.
Yeah,
no,
it's hard out there.
No, I understand.
I say you just keep going to that collective of yours.
Okay, and we're going to stop there. We'll change the topic.
Okay.
And now, everybody, let's transition out of Isaac's dating life. If you think about it, going on Hinge for the purpose of marriage is the most Christian way to date.
Do you remember eHarmony?
Yeah, you gotta go on
eHarmony. People love talking about that, and people's favorite Tinder bio is, I got kicked off of eHarmony, and now I'm like,
or
oh
bro,
my
when
God.
Like some like weird people, when people in Toronto talk about Farmers Only, that I'm like, bro, what the?
Huh?
What's Farmers Only?
It's like a dating app for farmers, or a Christian mingle or something. Like, you know,
oh,
when people
yeah,
like,
a Christian mingle.
I don't like that, like, quirked up, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Top 10
maybe I should go on
Bible verses.
It'd be good if I married a farmer, you guys, for the compound.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, that's great, but you know what we're learning? You know what we're discussing?
What are we discussing?
World's top most popular Bible verses of 2014. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to get into it?
Let's get into it.
Okay. Should we start? I think we should start from the bottom.
Okay.
Number 10, Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. Okay, live react. Number 10, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
You know,
what do we think?
I, you know, this verse, this verse is very popular in the Nigerian church. You
is
know
it?
Why?
Oh, boy.
Because
I can only imagine.
It's like husbands must or wives must submit to their husbands.
Yeah.
But they're talking about God.
Yeah,
I
know,
but
the Nigerian people, they see themselves
as
God.
The, yeah, the
yes.
men
in a way.
The church, they're like, I am the man of
God. Yeah. And, and they use the excuse, oh, if you can't even submit to me, how can you
submit
to God?
What? Class. They say that?
Yes, baby.
That's like heretical.
They say that.
Bro. That's so bad.
Yeah.
How could you compare yourself to God? It's like you, a Nigerian man, versus God, an omnipresent being who created the earth.
Yeah.
What have you created?
Nothing.
That's
nothing.
A lot of, like, that's...
No, but saying that, saying, like, how could you, like, bro, that's
I don't
bad.
Like when
no, trust me.
Terms, like,
submit. Okay, I know that's a trigger word, but
what's
you gotta understand submission. Okay, it's the idea of submitting to God.
Okay, let's look up the definition of submission.
Which is like, is letting go.
I don't like, if they said submit to God instead of him.
Okay, submission.
Him is God, that's what they mean.
I know, but I think if they were more direct in the language, it would be better.
I think it's probably it's the Bible
can't
interpretation.
Get it very direct because God
but the problem is that people interpret
direct.
It.
Accepting or yielding
God.
To a superior force.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be anything.
Okay, number 9, Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That is a good
one. Bro, I need to take that. I just worry every day. But it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, should we hear number 8?
Yeah.
Number 8, Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
That's it.
The
right
hand path versus the left hand path.
Mm.
The right hand of God.
God, yeah.
What's the left hand path?
Yeah, do not. So the left hand path is the devil.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's good. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But that's like the crossroads, right? The classic. The devil at the crossroads.
But the left is always viewed as evil. It's funny.
Seven. Trust. Okay, seven. This is Proverbs 3:5.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Hmm.
I don't really like that one. I don't like that. That much.
You're scientific pilled. I like that one.
What is it?
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
I just don't like it because of my background.
Yeah.
And how it was used against
you. Did they use it against you?
Yeah, baby, they used every single verse against
you. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyways, next.
Okay.
Philippians 4:7.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
What?
The peace of God.
Say it again.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
I don't think I fully understand that verse. Do you, baby?
The peace of God. It's just like
you can't understand it. It's like if you accept Jesus Christ, then your heart and mind will be like, will have a peace. God's peace will be bestowed onto you.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. 5. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
That's Matthew 6:33.
Yeah. I feel like we're kind of missing a lot of context for
these. Yeah, I feel like these verses, a lot of them are kind of just like taken out of context. And these are verses that you kind of need.
Yeah.
With like the chapter and stuff, you know?
Here's number 3. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Mm.
That's kind of nice. Yeah.
Don't be anxious. Ask. 2. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Don't think about the evil.
Mm-hmm. Think about the noble, the pure, the lovely, the admirable. That's what I think about when I think about you, baby.
Wow. Here's number 1, Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
What?
Hmm, that's interesting. So it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Yeah.
So where's the renewal happening? I'm confused.
When you give your heart
to God. Yeah.
But then not the pattern of the world?
Yeah, the pattern of the world is
evil.
I guess it's like his.
But wouldn't the pattern of the world be
God?
Be transformed.
Well, I guess the idea is that like the pattern of the world is like the anti-God, the worldly things.
Worldly things that like act on their own fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you're able to test and approve what God's will is. That's a weird.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
How could you test and approve what God's will is? You're like checking. You're like, control variable. Yeah.
Only God can test. Can approve or disapprove, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
Well, it's your own interpretation there.
How does everybody feel about those Bible verses?
I feel like a lot, like the majority of them were taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's hard to, I feel like a lot of them were hard to understand without, you know, what was said, what was going on before. Essentially just the context.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. I don't know. What was I even going to say? I don't know. So, Jack Harlow. What do we think about him?
We like Jack Harlow.
What do you think about that? What do you think about the accusations that Jack Harlow looks like Christopher Columbus with diamond earrings?
Well, I don't
know. No one knows what Christopher Columbus looks
also,
like.
Also, like, who gives a shit?
What do you say to the accusations that Jack Harlow looks like a Peter Bruegel peasant?
That's funny.
But, like, why is that?
Okay, I'm just saying.
He's just putting out the accusations from people.
I'm just saying what people are saying.
People on the street.
Well, people
be
could
saying.
Be saying that.
Yeah, people are saying that.
On the street.
That's what
we've
we're
kind of been liking Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nail tech.
He's kind of funny.
Yeah. I like
song?
Jack Harlow.
We like that one.
Yeah.
Song.
I also like that verse on Industry Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I boy. Do. I'm, really I'm going like to admit it.
Hizubu is a big fan of, what's his face? Lil Nas X.
You are? Well, just that one song.
They played that album a little too much at work.
Really? Is Lil Nas X a demon attempting to summon your children?
Lil Nas X is pretty cool. What's some good stuff.
I don't know about the shoe thing, but I think that's
the demonic
shoe.
There's
a couple songs I do like on that album.
Also, a lot of this imagery, I believe, is a product of being signed to a label.
You think?
The demonology
of the label. But it's a little bit too pop for me.
Oh, yeah? It's not indie enough?
No, I love pop. He just seems like this is too pop.
Lil Nas X is like a Nicki Minaj fan and a gamer, a GTA gamer.
Yeah.
You know? He is?
Yeah.
Like the old Town Road had an edit.
Old Town Road.
No, but the original one had the video edit of Red Dead Redemption 2.
So, are we peak cowboy yet?
What?
Are we peak cowboy?
People really are trying to do cowboy.
Peak cowboy was
It's been bubbling for years.
But it hasn't really happened.
I don't
think it can.
Peak cowboy was like the 70s.
Also, I feel kind of like upset hats. About that. Like, that's just mean.
What?
People are just trying to appropriate Albertan culture.
It's not just Alberta.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you hear them talking about the stampede.
Who?
Just people
Ontarians?
Ontarians don't understand.
They're making fun of it, and yet there they are wearing cowboy boots.
Bro, my nose feels like itchy because of that weird smoke.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder what kind of wood he was burning.
It's probably just nasty.
Yeah.
Guys, I have COVID, and now it's getting worse.
The smoke is exhausting.
Actually, we're not sure if I have COVID.
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
I've taken many tests, all negative.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think those tests are invalid.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm getting kind of sleepy.
Yeah, well, me too. I think we should
wrap up. Yeah, I think that's a great pod.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, we'll see you on the next. We'll do Brittany Renner part 2 next time. Love you. Bye.